Thanks for listening to The Drive on Demand, presented by Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment.
Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766.
Or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
Go to 1043thefan.com and subscribe to The Fan Daily for the latest columns, blogs, news, videos, and more sent directly to your inbox every weekday morning.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer of the Denver Broncos. Here's The Drive.
I love it. We haven't had three questions with Kendall.
Yeah.
It feels in a couple weeks.
It has been too long.
And Valenzuela from 1043thefan.com.
Here we are.
Graces us with her presence.
Gentlemen.
And the last time we played this game, Tyler lost, and then he just... I mean, he had to be, like...
Nudged
into paying off...
baby about it.
Paying off the debt.
I mean, look, man, Columbus always pays his debts. It might take a little bit of time, but Columbus always pays his debts.
Really?
Yeah. Like just ask Stokely. I've been struggling with him lately.
You and the Lannisters. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You got a little side action with the Stoker?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. He's having a good year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
How much have you had to pay out?
Well, that's pretty personal, but yeah, he's gotten what's his. Yeah.
All right, we have our sound. How this game works is Kendall goes, and we're talking Broncos guys?
Yep, Broncos.
Okay.
Three of them.
All right, and we have to, we'll listen to, she's asked each of them three questions, and we'll hear it. And if we, you know, think we know who she's talking to.
Hold on, what's the bet? What's the bet this time?
What do you want?
I don't know. My only request is that it's only one stop, that I don't have to go to two separate places to get it.
But D-Mac, why are you looking at me?
I'm happy to go.
I'm good with coffee. I'm good with just straight coffee.
But
Americano.
Nick's not
having
coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
Lame.
There's something at Starbucks that is acceptable to you.
I'll do this.
You know what?
What?
Lemon cake.
They do have lemon cake at Starbucks.
I didn't know that.
They do.
Okay.
They do.
All right. There you go.
They've got great pumpkin bread. And they do have lemon cake.
Yes. All right. Yeah. I would like a venti Americano to make it clear.
I'm sorry, what?
A venti Americano.
Wow.
What is that?
That's espresso and water.
Does that go
that's
well with your skirt?
No, this is like as simple and as manly as it gets.
Yeah. Well, I'll take my PSL, man.
Oh, right. You're going to make fun of an Americano with your PSL.
By the way, Starbucks has their turkey cranberry stuffing sandwich back. They
delicious.
Always. Oh, man. Dude, the only problem is they sell out of that thing so quick. It's so good.
Why don't you call and order it? Tell them
I should. I actually was at the drive-thru and they're like, oh, we're sold out. And I went like this. Oh, like out loud.
Yeah, all right, what are our... you pumpkin pie haircutted freak.
There you go. This is my sound.
What are your sounds?
That's me.
Tyler.
Really? You're a child. What do you got, Nick?
Nick,
do you know how to do this? What? No, it's got no.
The speakers on this end.
There you go.
Can you hear?
Yeah.
Okay. There.
Can you hit that quickly though?
Yes.
Are you gonna be able to like it's a buzzer? Can you really do that? All right. You ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
First one.
Player number one. Question number one.
How does it feel to be described now as a critical component to this Broncos team?
I think it's great. Just coming here from after being away with the Bengals and having this big role and contributing in a positive way and actually flying around and making plays is a big deal.
Yeah?
I weighed in.
Yeah? Who do you think it is?
Cyrus Jones.
No.
I'm out.
You're
kid
out.
From Baltimore.
Wow.
All Devontae right. Harris.
Wait, did you go in?
No, you lost.
I win!
Wow.
I win!
No, you got to get it right.
Nope, you guys are already out.
No, you got to get it right.
Get it right.
But you get both questions to get it right.
The whole idea is once you, like, you don't have to answer the question.
No, that's not how it works.
You got to get it right.
No, that's not how it works.
You got to get it right. But you get to hear the next two questions without interruption.
And you're not allowed to answer the next one, right?
That is correct. But
you guys both are already out, which means I'm the only one left.
Correct.
But you still have to
get it wrong, then it doesn't matter. Then nobody wins.
Right.
No matter how much we play this.
What if I just don't answer anything? What if I just don't answer anything? Then I never lose.
It's like a push.
Well, yeah. Right, it's a push. It's 0-0-0.
All right.
But you can hear the next two questions uninterrupted.
I can't believe you answered that after he was already out.
I just love that it never fails
and unnecessary.
The first question.
I thought I had it right.
Always goes out.
I know.
Yeah, no matter how much we play this, you guys are all awful at this game.
So
yeah,
risky. That's true. All right, here we go. Here's the next two questions. You can just hear them back to back, okay?
Who is someone you've mirrored your game from?
I would say Chris. Whether we're at practice or in the game, I'm always looking across to see what he's doing. And I'm like, hey, he's pressing. Okay, let me go press. He's playing off. Let me play off. And if he's doing those different things afterwards, I'll be like, hey, in this situation, why did you do this? So, you mean he's huge in answering those questions and getting me to understand why he's doing certain things and helping me grow as a player in all different ways.
I got a pretty good hunch of who that is, but I don't feel the necessity to answer
it. You don't have to. Do you want the last one?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
You were waived during final Bengals cuts and then brought on with the Broncos. What's something you want Broncos country to know about you?
I want you to know that you got a player that's going to keep fighting, who's going to be relentless, and I'm going to give you the best that I got every play, every practice, every situation in regards to football, non-football, whatever it is I'm going to come here, I'm going to compete, and I'm going to make plays.
I have no idea who came
out of the Bengals. Oh, my God.
Do you know?
I know it's got to be somebody in the secondary, so I can take it.
I mean, I'm going to go with Devontae Harris.
Oh, that's correct.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you. Was that a guess?
I mean, yeah, it was an educated guess because he was talking about playing next to Chris Harris. He was talking about, but I didn't know he came from the Bengals.
Yeah, waived during the final day.
Did you guys know that?
What was the first question? Do you remember that?
How does it feel to be described now as a critical component to this Broncos team?
There were articles that came out that said, and then he was told that he was a critical component now of the Broncos team. Hmm. And he wanted to talk about that.
I think you did an excellent job because I won. High five.
Yeah.
All right, you got one.
Yep.
All right, player number two. Here we go.
How does it feel to have grown up in a military family?
It feels great. It taught me a lot of life lessons, a lot of discipline, things like that, but I had no complaints.
Everybody very hesitant. Okay, we move on to question number two.
How would you describe this Broncos team right now?
Very young, but obviously a lot of hard players. We every single week going out, we're playing hard. Put a lot of effort forward into the game plans, into the preparation every week. You got a lot of guys that care. Got a lot of guys that really just try to do whatever it takes to win. So that's how I'll describe it.
It's definitely not a fat dude.
It's a young guy. Yep.
So why is it not a fat dude? How do you know that?
I just know.
It wasn't heavy breathing or something?
I can tell by the voice. It's not a big boy.
We're going to question number three?
I didn't answer, so.
All right, here we go.
Can you explain the special tattoo you have for your brother?
It's just my brother. Me and my brother share the same initials, so just thought it would be neat to get a tattoo of it. And then obviously that just symbolizes the brotherhood behind it, you know, in regards to the initials and tattoo and stuff like that.
Can I get
I'm going to say Cyrus Gray connected to Jonas Gray. No, it's not the same.
Cyrus Jones.
What?
Cyrus Jones.
Wrong guess. Right.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. So embarrassing that you're my partner.
Anyone else?
So ashamed.
We can get it right, big show off. Get the question right, and I'll be impressed.
Wait, do I get penalized if I get it wrong?
Well, neither one of you guys have a guess? No.
Wow. No guess.
If my very first guess, but I don't think he has tattoos, was Deshaun Hamilton.
Is it Deshaun Hamilton?
Oh! Yeah, that's right! Boom! Winner! Guys, that means that I win. I don't know if you guys know this.
No.
But two out of three, that means I win.
Was that an actual guess, though? Because you said you would have guessed.
That was my official guess.
But you can't give that to him because he didn't answer the question. He said that wasn't his official.
He
was guessing.
Nick, what? Huh?
What?
Dude.
You nailed it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Now, it's really just between me and Nick.
Yeah.
For who has to buy it for me.
But I'd say if you won this one,
then you both have to buy it for me.
No.
Yeah. Oh, is that the way you want to do it? Yeah. I was thinking you could point at who you wanted to pay it off.
No. If I win this one, each individually have to get me an Americano on separate days.
Wow.
Okay. But if one of us gets it, then there's just one loser and he has to get for everybody.
Correct.
Okay. All right. But you won this one.
Yeah.
But now
either way, I'm not buying.
The other way, you're not buying. You're in the clear.
You're such a graceful winner.
All right. Should we take a break and continue this, or should we wrap it up here? You want finish it here? All right. Player three, question one. Here we go. Third player.
Who was someone you looked up to as a kid?
I would say, I mean, obviously I looked up to my older brother. You know, he was a great figure for me. He played college football, and I kind of looked up to him and started playing football for that reason, and just kind of got into it for that reason, and he was a great role model for me, so that I definitely looked up to him a lot.
Man, no idea. All right.
I think I know, but God dang it.
These guys are very well-spoken, that's for sure.
They were.
Okay, here we go. Question two.
Biggest adjustment coming into the NFL?
I would just say kind of just adjusting to the – it's just kind of the game's a little bit faster. You know, guys are smarter. You know, you're going against guys that were all Americans in college every play. So, guys that just know the ins and outs of the game, which is a little bit different from college where.
Mike Purcell.
No.
All right.
You had nothing to lose.
Wrong guess.
All right, Nick, it's down to me and you. Here's the rest.
You know, different types of talented guys, each and every play. So.
Stop your stupid sound effect. Nothing?
I think I know.
Right.
What is that?
Last one. Here we go.
Can you explain the special tattoo you have for your brother?
That was the last one.
Sorry. Player three, question three. Here we go.
How special was the tradition of the wave at Iowa?
Yeah, it was very special. You know, that's something that we started, I think, my sophomore year. And
who was first, Kendall?
D-Mac, you were first.
No offense.
Correct.
There you go, Nick Beatty!
That is correct.
Iowa!
I thought you guys would get it from his voice. I think his voice is very...
It was close.
Like Philip Lindsay. Like if I did this with Philip Lindsay, you guys wouldn't even have to.
Oh, it'd be
to
like
question.
It'd be like
of
that.
Course.
Yeah. No, it'd be.
You guys would know.
See, I was actually surprised you went with the starter because most of the time we know what the starters sound like. You
That's
know.
That's why I was surprised it took you guys till three questions.
Except for this.
Sorry, Nick.
Sorry, pal.
I'm not buying anything.
You are the weakest.
Now you sound like me. I like
it. That's the Tyler Palumbus attitude. Yeah. Would you rather? We'll get there. Nice job. Three questions with
Thanks,
Kendall.
Guys.
Would you rather's next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer of the Denver Broncos. Here's the drive.
All right, it's time to play Would You Rather, second appearance by Fred on the day. Goodness. Fred is a hard worker.
He had a good one-liner in the last one.
By the way, just a note, Tasty Cakes brought in, apparently they unloaded a truck of food. Nick, you cleaned up on that.
Yes, I did.
Kyle,
bagels.
All bagels?
All bagels.
All right. Tyler, you're perhaps all donuts.
I mean, I don't want to brag, but morning show, I'm officially the Tasty Cake guy.
But if you want to see an over-the-top video, 1043thefan.com, and you can see that. All right, now, Fred, go ahead. Would you rather? What do we got first?
Would you rather the Broncos continue to win with Brandon Allen keeping Drew Lock on the bench, or the Broncos lose and begin playing Lock?
Wow. I'd rather, oh man, I want him to win. I guess this is a would you rather. I'll take lose and play Lock. We got to get Drew Lock in the mix. We got to see what's going on.
I would rather see Brandon Allen continue to make plays and the team win. I love wins. I love W's.
You don't care about Drew Lock?
This is a...
it's not that I don't care about Drew Lock, but at the same time, I want the team to win. I mean... Me two losing seasons. I don't want a third.
Yeah.
This is a great would you rather because it is supposed to be painful and you're supposed to not like your answer either way. And I don't really like my answer. So I don't like implying that I want to lose, but I want to see Drew Lock more than anything else.
Fred, next question.
Would you rather the Broncos draft a tackle or quarterback in the first round?
Oh, that's easy.
Tackle.
Knowing what we know today. We have no further knowledge. We don't know what Drew Lock turns into.
Tackle!
Quarterback.
The Broncos right now would be drafting 7th in the draft. this is a deep quarterback class as it's coming out. I would definitely say quarterback right here. You could get Joe Burrow.
Guys, that's a really easy one, honestly. A tackle cannot win a game. A quarterback can.
I mean, my question
is, well, the protection of that quarterback by said tackle can allow a quarterback to throw the ball down the field.
If Peyton Manning can make me look good, then I know the quarterbacks can.
What's Peyton Manning we talking about?
Peyton Manning that made me look good. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, are you talking about vintage Peyton Manning or
you're missing the point. A quarterback can make a bad offensive lineman good.
I'm going to make this simple. Better quarterback, Drew Lock, Tua Tagovailoa.
I mean, Drew Lock and Tua.
Yes.
Drew Lock or Tua?
I'm going Tua.
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 Herbert or Drew Lock?
I'm going to say Herbert.
Burrow or Drew Lock?
Burrow. I'm still taking a tackle. I don't care.
I rest your case. My case. Next.
your own.
Who would you rather have in your corner? Angry Joe Flacco or Spicy Von Miller?
Ooh. Oh, Spicy Von Miller. Angry Joe Flacco is just going to try to bore whoever wants to beat me up. He's not going to do a good job.
I don't know. Joe was a little bit scary.
I take Spicy Von.
Spicy Von, because that means Spicy Von has more sacks, not just pressures. We're talking about sacks.
Yeah, and apparently it's good enough if he just scares the crap out of somebody to making a mistake. And even Angry Joe Flacco's not scaring anyone.
What am I talking about? That was the most lethal, confused, stare-down face, open-mouth, jaw drop on Cecil Lammy I've ever seen. I'm taking Von Miller.
There you go, Spicy Von Miller. Would you rather? We'll come back with the top six. Myles Garrett made the news all over the place today. Tyler says it wasn't enough. Details coming up.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.